49 dance. It's what we call an Indian 49 song for the 49 dance.
Hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, 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 hey songs on this recording are by Arapaho, Iowa, Oto, and Cheyenne. Four men and three women. A drum with four men playing the same drum. One of the drummers was Tarsa, and another was of the drummers was Big Scout. Both Kyle.
You embarrasses you, but you're not me. I was wondering, maybe we should talk about the Cherokee one first. Do you think the demonstration game, and then talk about the combined one?
As good as any.
Because the demonstration game was the whole...
The Cherokee,
yeah.
Well, there were 10 players, if I recall. 5 on each side, is that right?
Yeah, but that was a function of the...
The number
two,
of men.
They sent 18 down, there were two injuries, so... It must have been 8 on each side.
I don't think there are that many.
Probably not significant anymore.
No, I don't think the number.
Probably in this case, it was the size of the,
yeah.
Just the crew.
Available men. Controlling fact.
But as well as the players, there were the two women, and there were the two
pointers.
The Cherokee didn't have any women, did they?
No, that's right. No women. You're right.
Two pointers.
Two pointers. Yeah.
With the ball and retrievers retrieving.
Did they retrieve the sticks?
No, retrievers. There were two retrievers and two pointers.
Two retrievers and two pointers. And the pointers were old men, weren't they? Or older men?
Yes. Well,
one of them had been played for 50 years.
One of them was a small old man.
Yeah.
He came up with one of his sticks, and we had another one cut for him. I was cutting it.
And according to Fairbanks, according to that other guy that was prompting him, the standard length of the field is 150 yards.
Yeah.
With goal posts about as far apart as the football ones, no? Did he say
specifically?
Wider than the football.
Wider than the football ones.
Or as wide as the football ones, I guess.
They weren't, anyway, the one they had set up was too narrow for them.
That's right.
Wide posts.
So when it started, when the game started, the players, did they circle the ball pole before they came out?
No.
They
just, the exhibition game, they just threw it up. Yeah.
The challengers then came out.
That's right.
In a line, wasn't it?
Yes.
Singing
like
their challenge song.
Singing their shout there.
Well, was it sort of a shout, though, wasn't it?
Shout, it was a, you know.
With a response.
It was a group.
Hey, or something like that, falsetto.
But the challenge didn't make any response.
One or two,
weren't
they?
Yes, and no.
Anyway, they ran out to the middle of the field, and then the other one started from the other goalpost.
And
came out to the middle of the field with not as much shouting, and met them in the center.
And they were in a less regular line as they came out, too.
Yeah. But then what happened? Who threw it up? Was there any waiting there while they...
Let's see, did they match their sticks up? I think they did. Even in the exhibition game, they looked at their sticks.
Put them down the ground?
I'm pretty sure they did. Looked at their sticks, and then...
Then threw, who got no two threw it
out? I don't know who threw up the ball.
Yeah.
Someone threw it up. The ball, the game began.
But they only had, most of them only had one stick. They only took out one stick, didn't they?
I don't know.
Pretty hard to see.
No,
Fairbanks
didn't
said that they usually only use one stick, and I got a sort of vague idea that watching
well,
at the moment and seeing only one stick.
I thought he said also that the retrievers were picking up sticks and handing them to the person they saw with only one stick.
With only one stick or without any stick?
Without stick. He said without sometimes, and I thought the other time he said with only one. I'm not sure on that either.
But the general idea was to
get the ball up in the air with a stick and then grab it in your hand and about
knee level, he said, didn't he? From knee level on up, you could take it in your hand.
Above knee level.
But if you touched it while it was on the ground, then it was a throw up, then it was a toss up. It was a foul and it was a toss up. Who tossed it up?
The players.
The players themselves.
And also, if a man stays still too long with a ball, if it's equivalent, then the top is due.
Were people playing positions? Were the guards and forwards and...
No, not particularly.
I guess they weren't, because in the other game, that was one of the reasons why the Cherokee had trouble, the Creek were playing positions and the Cherokee weren't, so they didn't...
The Creek didn't
get it way down there, and there'd be no
Cherokee
guard.
The Creek sent right on down to a man who was waiting for it.
And there'd be no Cherokee guard.
Cherokee just stood up, got it up, got the ball, and ran with it, mainly.
Everybody
moved
it in the ball.
Very little passing.
Little passing. Mainly trying to get it and not run your everybody else.
And the pointers were running along with 6 to 8 foot stripped poles for pointers.
Yes, but they weren't that long in the game. They weren't nearly that long. Ones he had himself, one was probably 4 feet. I doubt the one I thought was over 5.
Mm-hmm.
They were shorter.
But they kept up with the play pretty well.
Moved along with it.
And didn't stay way out on the...
No, they were in with the player.
They were pretty nimble.
Yeah.
Staying out of the way too. It's like...
Yeah.
This isn't football game. And most favorite place, apparently, for carrying the ball seems to have been in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Gave your arms free to push away and get away from your man and push him down.
Stiff arm and everything else.
It wasn't by any means only the person that was carrying the ball that was liable to be tackled or jumped on or anything.
Anybody who started to block or interfere would be taken out.
But there wasn't any whacking the sticks, was there?
No. Not in the Cherokee game.
They used a hand.
They were a little bit of wrestling once or twice.
But when the guy got the ball, then he dropped his stick and kind of used both hands.
He used both hands. He dropped his stick because he got the ball in his hand. He used both and dropped the stick.
Yeah. And when they got down to the goal place, did they have to throw it through or could they run it through?
They ran it through.
Yeah. Through between the goal posts.
And if they could run through and come back to the middle of the field and begin over again, run down again, or pass it to someone else to run again, that was allowed. They could double back, keep running. As long as they kept moving, they could run through the goal, come back again, and start off again. As long as they keep it going, they could keep making points.
But there was a toss-up, wasn't there, too? If he didn't get back, then the same man, didn't he take it way back from the other end of the field?
He could come back, and then he came back one time and tossed it up and took off.
He could catch it himself, but it was past the middle. It seemed to me about halfway past, down towards the other goal.
It was back about the middle. Mm-hmm. Certainly wasn't on the other side, I don't believe. If anything, he was favoring his own side a little bit.
The middle, you think?
So
yeah, that comes out of your head.
Speak up.
Yeah.
So how many goals were there? 12.
12 goals, normal game for Cherokee. Well,
and then
good.
After there was 11, then they paired off.
Well, that time they did.
I guess they must have been playing positions then, because...
Well, they played man to man then. It was probably a general use. You get the tight spot, like the old waiting game in basketball, and time holding out in football, and taking time out and stuff to stop your man one way or the other.
But it wasn't until till the 11th goal. Everybody jumped his opponent.
As soon as the ball was gotten.
Yeah.
As soon as someone got the ball, everybody else grabbed somebody.
And then they just lay there on the ground trying to get free for about, nearly a minute or two. 2 minutes, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. No,
one with the ball.
While the one with the ball kept trying to drag towards
it. Must have been closer to 4 minutes, I think.
Oh, the whole time? It was probably longer than that.
And then
he finally made the goal.
Finally, the one with the ball got loose, ran down towards the goal, and got tackled again.
Someone else got loose and took the ball from the
ball. No. Someone else got loose and ran over to get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just about the time he got there, he was tackled again.
But he
didn't
get the ball.
No, he didn't.
Not until later.
The man that had the ball got loose and ran down towards the goal post, and he was tackled again. Then finally, somebody else got loose and got the ball, and was tackled before he got to the goal post and crawled through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I know that sequence on the wound, maybe someone else might have gotten loose a little bit, but that was the main break.
For a long time, nobody got loose.
Those were the main breaks that happened.
And there were at least 3 or 4 minutes in which everybody was mobilized.
Except for the man trying to crawl with a ball and wiggle.
So, what happened at the end, after the last go?
Let me see, was anything particular that happened?
Well,
I don't remember anything particular in the Cherokee
operation.
No. Not that I remember. Nothing very much, anyway, if it was.
Yeah. Guess that's all.
Well, we might say some comments on the general impression of what type of game the Cherokees play.
Purely a running game.
There was some passing, and it wasn't just handing it to them.
No, but it was pretty much the minimum.
Pretty much a running and moving game.
You might note that the Cherokee were all dressed in trunks or shorts.
Shorts,
yeah.
Bathing suits.
No Aboriginal.
Not for that.
They're all barefooted, weren't they?
Yeah.
Except none
one,
of them.
One of them,
I don't believe,
was wearing socks and shoes.
Was that Cherokee or was that?
Cherokee. White socks on, I remember. I thought they looked like those moccasin sock deals.
The several loose part of them were barefoot, most of them were barefoot.
And they were all young. Looked
all
to
the
be
Cherokees
20
were
or so.
Younger men.
Teens.
20s.
And when they came down, they brought 18 players, so that means that that's a standard size for them.
I don't know. They were roped to bring Fairbanks after 14, I think.
Then
we talked after 14, they brought 18 along. I don't know, just 14.
A lot of extra boys hoping along for the ride, maybe.
But according to the Creeks, there was a medicine. There must have been somebody make medicine, too.
For the Cherokee?
Because they said, remember, Fairbanks reported that the Creeks told him that they would try to beat, but they didn't know whether their medicine was up to them, whether the Creek for the Cherokee medicine was going to be too strong for them or not.
I would guess that perhaps one of those older men might have been involved in that.
Well, I imagine one of the pointers. Anyone, probably the little pointer, small pointer. Seemed to be the one after the pointing sticks, and the one that...
Oh, maybe it was the guy that was standing on the side over here named Bradley or something that was prompting Fairbanks announcement. What was his name?
Oh, yeah.
The expert
he
that helped.
I don't remember
what his name was. He was the same one that
little
was out
something.
For the on the walk. Remember? In the afternoon.
Oh.
Remember the young man who wasn't old. He was young. His face was spotted or something. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Well, then, what do we know about the Creek game?
The Creek exhibition game was hardly enough to get any indication much, except it was the position, get the ball and pass it down.
Yeah, and a lot of use of the sticks, waving around the air, using
the
guard.
The most
with.
Impressive thing I saw was the constant sting of the sticks above the head of the player and the constant clashing of the sticks.
Using the guard with them, I think.
Yes, they were using sticks to guard with.
Hold
to get the ball and try to get break away and break.
And no seems touching the ball with a hand.
No. Seeing the impression of the Creek was to get the ball in the stick and make a break for some opening and throw it to to a man near the goal.
Yeah,
and then grab it and ran through.
There's always somebody back there. They played positions with guards and forwards.
But even in that position, did they have the man down guarding that one?
No, they were all.
They were all in the huddle except for one man down near the pole. That's rather surprising. I thought that they would probably maybe play for the regular Creek game, have a little more defensive play than his defensive plan of being down, maybe one guard down there. Of course, that would leave another man open to, except you just had one guard for each man, you would have equal number out in the field. And
well, I don't think that Creek exhibition game was very much an exhibition.
No, it was
pretty hard to know. I think you have to interpret it the general way that they handle themselves and then
during the regular game.
Regular game.
I think. That's the main wild.
Well, during the regular game, when they first came up, they ran around the ball.
Yes, they circled the farm, the line, and circled
the. Did the women go around in it with them that time, the two women that they had?
And they stood.
They stood behind the goal.
With pots in their hands.
Yeah.
Pots?
Their own pots. With medicine or water or something.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pots? Mm-hmm.
Later on during the game, they stood right in the sidelines. It's like a water boiler.
They had a dipper. Several of the players came over and got water.
Or medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid.
So they ran around the ball pole.
Several times. They ran around a number of times.
Probably more than four.
Oh, more than that, I'm fairly sure. They were round and round and round.
Yeah.
I think it was more than four.
Closer to
15
or
10. Not that many. There were a lot of them, quite a few out there.
They came out in a line. Did they shout when they came out?
No,
don't think so.
Were they singing something? They were making some type of noise.
I guess they
sang
when they ran around the pole.
They were making noise when they came out.
That same John that he made it on.
The Cherokee did?
No, it wasn't the same challenge. It wasn't the same challenge.
But there was, am I right? There was singing with response, high pitched falsetto shouts as they were running around the pole.
Yes,
it certainly was after the game.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it was before that.
I think it was some before the game, and then.
So who were the officials? There were those two women. There was a referee. I mean, what that seemed to be a. Creek business rather than Cherokee, didn't it?
There was a scorer, and a referee, but I couldn't quite figure out what his role was once the thing got going. I think his only role seems to have been at the beginning.
To throw up the ball.
Well, and to perhaps officiate in the evening up of the team and the inspection of the sticks and things.
Mm-hmm. Whether that inspection of the sticks was a Creek or a Cherokee.
I think.
But then the scorers, that presumably was Creek, because the Cherokee didn't seem to do it, did they? Or did they? We don't know, I suppose. With 12.
I'm not sure, but the
12 sticks.
That was the 12 sticks, so that was the number of sticks for each, one stick for each point agreed on in the game.
Yeah, and they were down at the sides.
And there was a score for each team, and each team scored for each
team. Yeah. And the sticks were 4 inches long, the size of a pencil, sharpened at the point.
Mm-hmm.
According to our instructions.
They passed through the Creek hands before they, all of them went to the Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Creek made medicine over all of them.
Yeah, that's right. Before the game, they were, when they were getting ready,
they were given to,
But what was involved in this making the preparations in the room beforehand? There was singing.
There was
the
drumming. There was a drum. You hear the drum more than anything else. I don't know which one drum it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Probably the water drum.
Yeah. Seemed to be the only one in evidence. The other one was Kyle. Who was in charge in there? I mean, who did you give the sticks to?
And Bill took the sticks there. He gave them to Ashbury, I believe. Ashbury was the medicine man. Right.
Sulphur?
No, Joe Ashbury.
Joe Ashbury.
Is that what they said later that night?
Mm-hmm.
Was Joe Ashbury in there that night? Drinking?
Bill was over his side, remember?
Uh-huh, okay. He wasn't the one that was talking to you.
I was talking with him first.
over one corner, and then later on over the opposite corner.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at the glass factory in the end.
And later on, he and Joe Hicks, when Joe Hicks was pretty drunk, were talking to each other. Because that was the guy that Hicks said made the medicine for him.
Well, he was pretty quiet. He didn't drink very much.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have too much to say. He didn't sing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should say something about their costumes.
Oh, yeah.
They all had breech clouts.
Breech clouts and belts.
They all had neck pieces. They all
neck
had belts.
Pieces.
They didn't all have that hair on them.
No.
Some of them wore trunks under breech clouts.
Some of them wore underpants, jockey shorts. Was any without anything except the breech clout?
No, I don't think so. Not for that, I don't believe it.
Some of them had feathers without the horsehair hair ornament. Some of them had the hair ornament with a feather. Did any of them have it without a feather?
Probably did.
Breech clouts were various patterns.
Basically wool, red wool.
Tapering, but not always.
Long belt.
Did the ends of the belt hang down, or were they wrapped all the way around?
I think they wrapped.
Where's that picture?
One here is tied in the side.
Yeah. What's this guy got on him? Is that a...
Well, some of them had that sort of a tail ornament hanging down
mm-hmm.
in the back.
Uh-huh.
And you remember some of Vasey's pictures showed something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's these feathers of the hair ornaments attached at
to the
top
hair.
Of the back of the head, to the hair, huh?
Mm-hmm. Did the game during the game some sticks have feathers on them?
Hey, here's a Cherokee player with socks and sandals.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the I was mentioning. It looked to me like he had on those combination socks and moccasin things. What do you call them?
Mock
socks. These three are older, the two creepy ones. Cherokee.
Perhaps we should mention that many of the creeks were older.
That thing right. When you thread it, turn this around until the thing comes up to the top. Is that
uh-huh.
That's not affecting the braid.
Oh, no, that's what we should do. We first begin the threading.
Yeah.
I got to get the top.
Yeah. Move it by hand until it gets to the top.
Let's put the thread on.
Yeah. That's what
I've been doing. Yeah, that's the proper way to do it. Now I've had a lot of them seen that forward break has been just like yours is. And the wire hops in and out of that head like it wasn't when it came in here.
Yeah.
And when it hops out, it's just not recording properly on
yeah.
the head.
Well, sometimes it hops out on the rewind too, and then you get a snarl. Sometimes it hops all the way out on
yeah,
the
yeah, but I mean, just hopping in and out away from the head,
yeah.
from the recording part of the head, you will get that... erratic recording.
But it would seem like that ought to affect the playback too.
It would, absolutely. Especially in record though, because it's not being recorded properly. If you've already got something recorded properly, and as the wire moves away, the volume would just drop a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But
well,
if it isn't recorded on the wire, then it's no good.
That would account for it being the same way in each time you play the wire.
I see the wire is taut there now. You
yeah.
see. Before it was hopping in and out of the head, it wasn't
yeah.
getting a record.
Really horizontal, more horizontal.
I think.
Yeah.
More, some of them were broad too.
Mm-hmm.
I think my impression that most of them were fairly broad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a test recording about 1 o'clock volume. Tone control is full, and we're this 1 o'clock volume control. Boy, that looks like a full spool there.
Yeah, it is.
Red red around the neck mainly too.
Yeah. How was breech cut? Red and blue back.
Mostly red. They're all red, aren't they? There might be a lot of red.
Yes, they are.
You're black and green and stuff, but it has red basically.
Well, they have applique and stuff on, but
sequin. Bead? Any beaded ones? Any with beads on?
Well, how about the ones they were trying to sell and get those were breech clouts and get a.
Some of them were sort of embroidered. There was one with an American eagle.
Oh, yeah, it was one with the Indian head on it.
The Indian head one, I think, was worn in the game.
Mm-hmm. Embroidered, wasn't it?
No. More applique, wasn't it?
Wasn't that Indian head taken off of something else and put on there? Didn't look like an Indian head that you see in these felt little flags that you can buy.
Yes, it did. Mine was
stamped on in paint or something.
Oh.
It looked to me like it might have been one of those that was cut out. Down there. Red, white, and blue or something.
So we'll maybe head that.
So
on it.
We're on the Baltic plane. No, we saw one, didn't we, with a feather hanging from the end of it. Seems to me I did later.
Can't say.
I don't know what the condition of their stick they used for, but some they were trying to sell were badly beaten.
Mm.
They had been used until they were in very bad shape. So.
We should say something. What did Fairbanks say about the number of goals that were normal for the Creeks? They compromised to make it 12. Did he say 18?
I think it's something like that. I mean, 17 or 18.
Anyway, it was more than a Cherokee.
More than 12.
Yeah.
Thought it would be a fast game.
Yeah.
Probably would be great.
According to AC, whether you can trust him or not.
Creek didn't.
No.
Cherokee stuck from the creeks with the end of their stick scratched. So.
You were right.
No.
Apparently, the creeks told Dell that then the women were caught. Everybody heard that Cherokee left still in the wire. Living stick out at the end, and they just reach out their sticks and scratch them with a wire. And then they get
to a bit.
Yeah, it may not have been normal Cherokee, but rather a reaction to the creep method of playing with walking people.
And crossing the stick in your hand and pushing with it.
Uh-huh.
You think you push somebody with it. More of that than more of the hand. Speaking to Homer about who's saying is straight there.
Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks said 6 feet.
Yeah, how far apart were they on that football field?